From Capital Public Radio, this is the View From Here podcast. I'm Catherine Stifter, and this is Place and Privilege. The Sacramento region is facing an affordable housing crisis, and experts will tell you that it won't get better until more homes are built. They say it's all about supply.
It's a total supply issue in my mind. We have to figure out a way to build more units. It is a crisis that we are going to have to build our way out of somehow.
We don't have enough affordable housing. We don't have enough missing middle housing. We don't have enough housing stock just in general.
The solution is to build, baby, build.
The growing population and dwindling housing supply is driving up demand and driving up costs. It's affecting renters and people hoping to buy homes. Fewer than half of City of Sacramento households own a home, and that's the lowest homeownership rate in decades. Housing advocates say Sacramento County would have to build more than 62,000 affordable rental homes to meet the needs of its lowest income earners. In Episode 6, It's the Supply, Stupid, reporter Amy Quinton untangles the complex web of policies and market conditions that's led to the short supply.
So we're emerging from the elevator lobby and the second floor, which is the outdoor sculpture garden that only has one.
Todd Leon with the Capital Area Development Authority is giving me a tour of one of Sacramento's newest affordable housing complexes. The Midtown building is called The Wall, an acronym for the Warehouse Artist Lofts. 86 of the 116 units here are set aside for artists making 60% of the area's median income or less. The response to its opening in 2014 is a perfect example of the demand for an affordable place to live.
When the doors opened for applications, we had 250 people online waiting. And that was just to get their application in. And then I think during the week, we had 1,200 people on the waiting list.
Now, the wait to get one of these apartments is 4 years. What's more alarming, how long it took to get this project built.
So this particular project site actually started in 1997.
You heard right, 1997. It took 17 years. Think that's unusual for an affordable housing project? Think again. Bernadette Austin with the UC Davis Center for Regional Change helped develop the La Valentina affordable housing complex on 12th Street in Sacramento.
The project actually took over 20 years to develop. It took over a decade to put together, to assemble parcels big enough to develop something on, and then a lot of work needed to happen.
Building affordable homes are the most time-consuming, the riskiest, and the most difficult. To understand why, let's first look at just the difficulties in building market-rate homes. They're supposed to be easier to build and come with higher profits. But Austin says it's not as easy as you might think.
It's not as simple as showing up at City Hall and saying, "Can I build a house?" There's a significant number of agencies that you need to coordinate with, pay fees with, get approvals from. So people who do not work in this industry may not realize that water agencies, sewer agencies, school districts, fire departments all look at a proposal to build a group of homes.
The state and federal government might also get involved. Environmental regulations could slow down the process. Michael Stretch with the North State Building Industry Council says approvals are the first roadblock builders hit. He says it could take up to 10 years.
And then, of course, after you have the benefit of getting through that process, then oftentimes our builders are faced with some community opposition because they may not want a particular project to be built next to them.
Even if you get a project approved, the next step is getting it financed. Stricter federal rules after the foreclosure crisis make that tough. But the major slowdown, particularly in Sacramento, is the high cost and limited supply of labor. During the recession, construction workers left the industry. It's been slow to recover, says Nikki Mohanna with Mohanna Development Company.
We are facing a labor shortage when it comes to a lot of these trades. And I think California as a whole is witnessing that. In Sacramento itself, we're seeing that a lot of our laborers are going to the Bay Area to build projects out there because they pay more.
Bay Area developers can pay workers more because they can garner a bigger return on their investment through higher rents and prices. But in Sacramento, incomes have remained relatively flat, making it difficult for developers to produce housing that a lot of people can afford.
I have not seen anything like this in my 30 years.
So Thierry Colacotranos is with SKK Development. He's built master planned communities as well as mixed use and affordable housing.
We used to build a home, a basic home. Okay, you know, 1,500, 2,000, 2,500 square feet home in 80 working days. Today, God knows how long it will take, 110. I mean, that's a big difference.
Delays and higher costs mean developers are more likely to build higher-priced homes or luxury apartments. Greg Sandlin, a senior planner with the city of Sacramento, says that's exactly what's happening, particularly in the coveted Midtown area.
The apartment market, from my understanding, is picking up because rents have gone up so high. There's more proposals, there's more development. Just 4 or 5 years ago, we were hearing that the multifamily market was the weakest. Now it's the strongest.
Is that because rents are going up and people can make money off of it?
Yes. The asking rents have gone up and people are paying those.
But that doesn't help low-income earners. Sandlin says building affordable housing is more difficult, especially now.
The biggest issue with affordable housing is that our subsidies, federal, state, local, have been reduced by more than 50% in the past 10 years with the loss of redevelopment.
The state's elimination of redevelopment agencies in 2011 was a big hit. That, along with cuts in state and federal funding, have reduced investment in affordable housing in Sacramento County by $44 million a year since 2008. Todd Leon with the Capital Area Development Authority says now it takes longer to get financing and it's riskier.
Even with low-income housing tax credits, which is kind of the bread and butter of affordable housing projects, there's always a need for gap funding from some source, local, your city, your county.
Developers in Sacramento pay fees dedicated to affordable housing, but it's not nearly enough to fill that gap. And city planners say raising those fees would make it even more difficult to build. What's being left out of the supply conversation is making housing available for median income earners who increasingly can't afford market rate but don't qualify for subsidies. Nikki Mohanna with Mohanna Development Company says there's a reason middle-income housing isn't talked about much.
One of the arguments that we've heard is that if you produce more luxury housing, that the demand will be kind of released from the existing housing units, and those who can afford more will move into those other, you know, luxury housing products.
Theoretically, that makes less expensive housing available. But Mohanna doesn't buy that argument. She says the need for more homes is too great. So she's building housing at 19th and J in Midtown Sacramento specifically for that missing middle population. And she's targeting a millennial workforce that's being priced out of the market.
The rents at 19J are going to be starting out at less than 1,000. And that was the goal originally in designing it, was how do we get rents to be below $1,000 in a brand new building? And we did that by designing them smaller.
Really small, 300 to 400 square feet. Even with apartments that small, she barely made it work.
It has been a tough battle, for sure, to get this project to where it needs to be to just break even. But, you know, when you're committed to building something because you believe in it, then it becomes a little bit easier to overcome those obstacles. But I can imagine why we're not seeing the housing production when people are looking at it just from a profit side and it doesn't pencil. Of course they're not going to do it. There's a lot of easier ways to make money.
Microunits may be an innovative idea for middle-income singles. They aren't the solution for middle-income families. A median-income household in Sacramento makes a little more than $62,000 a year. They would have a tough time affording a market-rate home, especially a new one. Bernadette Austin with the UC Davis Center for Regional Change says even existing older homes that might be cheaper are tough to find.
One of the big issues with existing housing stock is that following the downturn of the economy, investors came up and bought a lot of the types of homes that are perfect for first-time homebuyers. They may be just outside the central city. They're often much more modest size, maybe 1,000 to 2,000 square feet. These are properties that people can't buy. They can only rent. And so that really impedes first-time homeowners from being able to get to these properties.
Over the last 17 years, the median income in Sacramento County has also decreased 11%. Austin says a Sacramento family makes proportionately less now than just a generation ago. Back then, a family could afford a home, even on a single salary.
One or two working people with Sacramento's kind of median income could afford maybe the equivalent of a, you know, 2,000 square foot home in a really highly desirable neighborhood. now that same household is probably renting a two-bedroom apartment that is significantly smaller and maybe in one of a less desirable neighborhood or one that requires a very long commute to their employment.
There are signs of improvement. The region's wages are slowly increasing, and the city of Sacramento has doubled its housing production in the last year. But the complexities of Sacramento's affordable housing crisis make one thing clear. Building more homes won't come easily or quickly.
So we heard a lot about the reasons for the lack of housing supply in the Sacramento region. What about the solutions, Amy?
Well, one solution that certainly affordable housing advocates want to see is a permanent source of funding, whether that's through a bond or some other source. And that's something that state lawmakers have proposed as they've made housing a top priority. But the city of Sacramento is also looking at this issue as well.
Are there steps Sacramento has already taken that are helping get homes built faster?
City planners as well as developers will tell you anything that can make the approval process more predictable and less risky will get homes built. So Sacramento already updated its zoning code to streamline permitting. It's a process called by right. And just this spring, Sacramento passed a fee deferral ordinance. City planner Greg Sandlin says it allows developers to defer impact fees instead of paying them up front, paying them after homes are constructed.
It saves them money and interest, but more importantly, from what I've heard, particularly from the single family developers, they can do larger batches of homes as opposed to five. They can do maybe 10 or 15 at a time because they don't have to front load all that capital to pay those fees.
The city is also looking at participating in the statewide community infrastructure program, and this allows developers to pay for fees and infrastructure through a statewide bond. Sandlin describes it as kind of like taking out a mortgage to pay those costs as a way to stimulate development. But despite all these steps, there is not a lot the city or county can do when it comes to market conditions, and the lack of labor is a major roadblock right now.
Well, thanks for bringing us this chapter of Sacramento's affordable housing story, Amy Quinton. Next on episode 7.
It was hard choosing to sleep in a car, especially with your children, because poverty turns into crime. You can get your kids taken. I've learned that it can happen at any point to any of us. We're all a couple of paychecks away from it.
You've been listening to the View From Here podcast, Place and Privilege, Episode 6, It's the Supply, Stupid, produced by Amy Quinton and Sally Schilling, music by Privileges. You can find previous podcast episodes at theviewfromhere.org/housing. You can also get the podcasts on Apple iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcast. Follow us on social media with the hashtag #ViewOnHousing. This is The View From Here. From Capital Public Radio. I'm Catherine Stifter. Thanks for listening.